I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to move it. Like
that's right, bitches. Move it, move it. It's another Friday. It means another Winks in your life. First Winks since the explosive, controversial Thanksgiving spooktacular. Whatever. It's gonna be a normal Winks night, you know. Gonna stay tuned for the Christmas spooktacular, but that's a few weeks away. Tonight you just got your standard Winks. It's gonna be a hot one. You know, surprises, etc., etc., etc. Whatever. It's Tilly Winks with Strangers. If you don't know, I can't help you. All right?
And it's a fucking Friday show!
On the Winks. There's fighting and violence and hopelessness in the world, and you don't know where you can go. But I'm here to tell you that that isn't so. Here is a brand new show. When there is something inside makes you afraid, then there is something to do. Just challenge some guy to a game, Tiddlywinks, and you find that courage in you. Because there is nothing that's greater than Tiddlywinks with strangers. Ain't we lucky we got 'em? The Winks. And how? Tilly Winks with Strangers is filmed before a live studio audience. Welcome to Tilly Winks with Strangers. As it is every Friday and whatever day of the week we decide to put out a Winks, I'm your host, Jason Herb. We're going to have a standard ep. Me, a very special co-host. See if you can guess who it is. Could be one of three dudes, I guess, right? Condor, Billy, or Barry. I'm going to leave you on I'm going to leave you on the edge of your seat. Don't worry your pretty little heads about it. It's my hot shit. Yo, they're rocking out, man. The Peanuts. Charlie Brown. My favorite's Pigpen. Listen, I need to tell you guys something. We're going to start doing some sponsorship on the Winks. Alright? Through Anchor, our wonderful platform that hosts our podcast. I'm gonna start getting paid to give you Winks, and it's not, I'm not talking Bugles money. We're gonna be getting some corporate fucking sponsors. All right, people who tolerate the F word, all the F words, the C word, all of them. Hopefully somebody takes us on. I don't know. So I'm gonna quit my job and do Winks full time for you. We'll see. Point is, you might hear some commercials now throughout some of the episodes of the Winks. Get used to it, I'm sorry. You've already heard Bugles for like a year, so you're fine. It's tiddlywinkswithstrangers@gmail.com. Questions, concerns, comments, show ideas. Also, Winks Nose Baby on Snapchat, as the children use. That's where you'll want to send your Snapchat challenge at the end of the ep. End of the ep! But, you know. You know what Charlie Brown said. Jesus Christ. My life. You know what Charlie Brown's Christmas special when they put that tiny little tree up? And he decorated and everybody's still like, still fucking sucks, Charlie Brown, Jesus Christ. And then he takes Linus's blanket and wraps it around the base and they're like, it does look good. He was like, that's right, bitches. I made the tree look good. Oh, yeah. And don't anybody forget, it's going to be a good Winks. Me and Conky got jobs part-time. We clean houses from grit and grime. But when we get home, we don't wanna clean. We just head on downstairs and Lindbergh lean. What? Conky! And we Lindbergh lean. What? And we Lindbergh
Conky!
What'd you flick?
Well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned. That looks like a flick.
Get out of my synagogue!
Hey, Brian! Hey, Bri! I've been knocking for 10 minutes, okay? I know you can hear me down there, okay? I know yous are watching America's favorite TV show, ALF, down in the basement, but could you please come up here? Your mother and I need to speak to you. As you may or may not realize, Brian, today's a very important day. It's your little brother Paul's bar mitzvah. We gotta get yous ready. We gotta head over to synagogue. Okay? Brian, could you please come back upstairs here, huh? It's a very big day. I put on my best suit. Okay? I ate a big steak for breakfast. So I have plenty of energy throughout the day. Brian, you will respect me. It's your loving stepfather, Fitz Scott! Eugene! Go ahead! Your mother and I need to prep you, okay? You do have a part in the bar mitzvah, okay? You'll be up there speaking with your brother, okay? I know you've been practicing with Rabbi, all right? You just can do it, Brian. Come on. Your little blue suit is pressed. You're going to look adorable. It's got a pocket square. Now get on up here because we got to get in the station wagon. Your little friend Jason got home. This is things he wouldn't understand, okay? Hey, Brian, do me a favor. Put the video games away, okay? Turn the TV off for once in your life. Your brother's becoming a man today. Deb, I don't know. He's locked down there watching Alf or playing video games or something. No, he's down there. I'm trying to get him up. Yes, Brian's downstairs.
My brother there?
Flick! As you know, Winx airs usually on Friday nights. Tonight's no different. You know, just a quick Winx announcement. you know, local celebrity Billy the Beard is he's gonna miss a month of Sundays here, or month of Fridays, if you will. But, you know, he was able to come on for a little bit tonight. He had prior engagements, you know, mostly related to Fit and Bits. But I'll just let him tell you. You know, we were able to talk for a little bit. So, without further ado, you know who it is.
Walker? Billy went this way.
Well, you know what time it is. Sitting here with Billy the Beard. Winx phenomenon. Billy the Beard.
Yo, what's up?
He's back on Winx. Welcome back to Winx, Billy.
Thank you.
Back to Winx.
I love being here, Jay.
Back to Winx.
It's fun.
On fucking Friday.
Yeah, fucking Friday, man. Winx guys.
Now, go ahead. What you got to say.
I don't want to tell them. They're going to be mad at me again.
What?
Not going to be here for a couple Fridays again.
I'm pretty sure the listeners are used to you leaving them by now.
I'm not leaving them because...
Like some absentee father.
Oh, no. I'm not dead.
You just come around when it's convenient for you.
It's true. I do. No,
you buy them some Christmas presents and think it's okay.
I'm here today.
Of course.
I'll be here maybe through the week if we do like a wacky Wednesday.
Well, you're here shortly today because you're going back to the gym.
I gotta go to the gym.
All right, hold on. Winx knows that Billy goes through phases, okay?
Bit, it's still a thing.
He's back on the bit.
I've been on the bitch.
But he hasn't been going to the gym. No. He's been losing weight other ways.
I haven't.
Now, let me just tell you this, Wings. He's not learning German anymore.
How do you know, Jay? I haven't but confirmed this.
He's sort of slipping on this rap career. But he is still drinking gallons of water, and he's on the bit. So I'm not wrong about everything.
The bit.
You know, Billy's trying to find himself, listeners.
It's a trek. It's a journey.
Well, now his latest adventure is Billy Wild Game Hunter. Tell him, Billy. Tell him why you're not going to be here.
Winkfish Studios, fans and friends of all kinds. I'm going to Maine to pick up a moose.
What the fuck? Maine's like 7 hours from here, man.
I know.
Why are you going to pick up a moose from Maine? That's the name of this ep, Moose from Maine. No, that'll be the name of the ep when you
moose
come back.
Moose from Maine.
Because you'll definitely come back with a Wings story.
Oh, hell yeah.
That writes itself, man.
So, I don't even know. The wife was talking to someone or knows someone from Maine. My wife knows someone around here. They know someone in Maine.
Yeah.
They hunted a moose. They got his stuff. It's all taxidermied.
Right.
But they don't have the time to go get it.
Right.
And they're like, yo, you guys want to go pick it up for us? We'll give you $1,000.
$1,000.
So we're taking a trip to Maine to make a grand to get a moose.
All right, but I didn't realize it was already taxidermied.
Yeah, it's already. It's,
how are you going to fit it in your car?
It's in
just standing
it's
up.
It's in pieces.
Oh.
It's the body, the head, and what? The legs, and you screw them all together because they have it all taxidermied.
Is that common with taxidermy?
I have no fucking clue, but this is.
That's morbid as shit. I love it.
They told us how it is. Like, it's in boxes.
So you just have moose pieces in the back of your car for 7 hours.
Well, no, we're borrowing our friend's truck, yeah.
Oh, okay. Still.
So, yeah.
Damn, dude.
Okay. It's fucking cool.
That's a crazy adventure, man.
It's different. I've
that's
never
a
done,
crazy
never
thing.
Never done anything
that's
like it.
That's a crazy fucking thing to be asked to do.
I'm getting a grand out of it.
You gotta get the money first, though.
They're giving me the money.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That's a lot of expenses to go up to Maine, dude.
Well, yeah, they're paying for my gas too.
That's the land that God forgot about up there.
It's Maine.
It's desolate.
I just hope it doesn't
There's nothing
snow
up there.
There's
always snowing.
There's
it snows
moose.
In August.
There's moose in Maine.
God, I never actually saw. Actually, I did. I saw a moose once. I drove through
it's
New Hampshire.
Huge, apparently.
I drove through New Hampshire. I stayed there for a few hours. I forget where I was even going. It was years ago, and there was a moose on the side of the road. Sort of like our deer, except, you know, it was a moose, which is strange as shit.
Should we talk about my Christmas socks also?
Well, I think I told Winx that you've been in the fucking spirit since literally the day after Thanksgiving.
We put the tree up, Jason. Me and Kevin put the tree up.
They have a tree in Winx's studios that
put
they've
it up the day after Thanksgiving, fam.
Decorated. McGonagall didn't want it because McGonagall's Jewish. Even though his name is Irish. He was adopted by a Jewish father.
Pete Mendelman, right? That's
Pete Mendelman is his grandfather.
Yeah.
Pete's son is whatever.
Yeah, anyway.
I am a Scrooge, so I don't want anything to do with Christmas, which we'll address on the holiday
it's
app.
It's cold outside.
You want to stay tuned later in December for our second to last spooktacular of the year.
Yeah.
The Christmas spooktacular, which is arguably one of the bigger ones besides Halloween, followed by our New Year's spectacular and the end of season 3. Season 4 begins in January.
Shit, I can't believe we. Oh, my God.
Yep. But in the meantime, Billy will make sure you have enough cheer to hold you over to the spooktacular with his constant nonsense week to week. Decorating trees.
I decorate trees.
Wearing Christmas pajama pants.
Oh,
wearing Christmas socks.
Yeah.
Singing goddamn Christmas songs. Except, you know, we don't sing that one anymore.
Speaking of that one, because I just read an article today that maybe it's cold outside.
No.
It's
inappropriate.
It's taken off the radio because of the hashtag MeToo movement.
It's inappropriate.
Like, holy shit. Like, it's been sung for decades.
Decade.
All of a sudden,
it's a classic, dude.
Boom! Take it off the air. Me too.
It's a classic. I mean, I think Bing Crosby sings that, and he was like a notorious child beater. He beat his kids, he beat his wife.
Jesus Christ.
And they were okay with that for decades, putting this, like, abuser on.
All of a sudden.
But now, because it's a subtle song about rape, all of a sudden, rape's not okay.
Me too! Me too! Oh, no.
It is though, like it's like a beloved holiday classic, but it's all about not letting this lady leave his house.
We heard it last night, and we're like jamming out to it, and he's busting my balls. He's like, yeah, I'm sure my grandfather laid some pipe to my grandma to this song, and I'm like,
right?
Jesus Christ, heaven.
Oh God,
it's hilarious.
But yeah, I mean, it is a predatory song.
Oh, definitely.
She wasn't allowed to leave his house. He was gonna keep her in his basement.
She's like, it's cold, I want to go, and he's like, nah, get in front of the fire, let's go.
It wasn't the weather he wanted.
Oh no, it wasn't.
Whatever.
But
well.
I mean,
what else is new in your life, Billy? Anything?
My first ever Fitbit band broke.
Yeah, but you're still on the bit. Well, you overcame. A lesser man would have just said, oh, fuck it. I guess I'm done the bit now.
Fucking Amazon Prime, 2-day shipping, ordered some new ones. Yeah. And I have three of them, just in case. Because gotta stick with the bit.
All right.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
All right, well, I mean, your segment has to be cut short today because you are actually going to the gym. Yeah, you are. That's how committed you are.
Yeah, I'm going, like, right now. Like,
so, that's amazing.
I'm committed to both the Winx and the gym because I'm like, yo.
I know.
Record my segment early because I'm here. Put it on later. Edit it in there somehow.
Right.
While I'm at the gym.
Right.
It'll be live. I'll listen while working out.
Fine.
I mean, probably not, but I mean, you know.
Well, we'll, you know. We'll talk to you when you get back. Maybe you can do a call-in segment from the road. Billy goes to Maine.
Oh my God, Billy goes to Maine!
Like a mini-series. We'll check in with Billy on the road. What state are you in now, Bill? I'm in Connecticut!
I'm gonna need a theme song.
I'll write you one. You know I will.
Billy drives to Maine.
Yeah.
Billy drives to Maine on his way to Maine.
Something like that.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
So maybe we'll check in with you. Maybe you won't miss a bunch of Winks.
I mean, I probably will.
No, we'll check in with you at least once.
That's not until the middle of December, though. That's the first Friday I'm missing because I'm going to be out of town.
Okay. Don't know what I'm doing yet, but...
It's
mysterious as all fuck.
There will be a Wink story for that, too, I'm sure.
Okay.
So
that's the thing. You might miss a couple Winks, but when you come back, stories galore.
Boom, boom, boom.
So take your own trip to Maine and bag a moose tonight. Well, that's Billy, guys. All right, so you'll see him when you see him. No worries, because you know what? As I was wrapping up Billy's segment, I heard a jug of milk crack open. Just, you know, the plastic separating at the lid just a little bit. I said, oh my God, that could only mean one fucking thing. Must mean the condor's taking flight. Because as we all know, condor runs on whole milk specifically, but he'll take any kind of milk, whatever.
True, true.
Welcome back to the show, Kev!
Hey, Jay.
You know, hello, fans. That song signifies your entrance and probably will for eternity.
That's fine. I want that to be the song when I enter the afterworld.
Play it at your funeral.
Yeah, I'll
play it at your funeral, and when it's over, I'll speak. I'll be like, it's gonna be a good week.
Thanks for assuming that. I like that you assume that you're gonna have movement. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I think I probably will by like a month or two.
Yeah. Dude, appreciate it.
It's fine.
So how are we this week, brother? We had an awesome Thanksgiving last week. It was very politically incorrect, and
the Thanksgiving spectacular is what you're referencing.
Yeah, we may have broken some eggs to make an omelet.
About a little bit in the beginning there, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a departure. It was a sharp departure for a Tiddlywinks with Strangers episode.
I concur.
Faux show.
She was a hoe. A hoe faux show.
We got a little bit of feedback. You know, so maybe we went a little overboard on some of the language. Will I apologize? No. This is who the Winx is.
Yeah. It's all in the name of comedy.
Just know that, like, some of the... If we do say, like...
No. We're not apologizing.
I'm not apologizing to you. But we don't mean in words...
Disclaimer.
In an offensive way, really, you know?
It's all in the name of comedy.
I don't mean to insult any groups. It's all in the name of comedy. It's just like, words we sling around.
We'd like to apologize to all the cunts out there.
Oh, God, we just lost your brother.
He hates that
Kevin's
word.
Brother hates when we drop the C word. Oh.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's why the E for explicit is there. It's not a joke. No, that's why I say put the kids to bed before you play the Winks. It's not a joke.
Yeah.
Make sure they're sleeping. Tuck them in.
We're going to talk about things, man. We talk about adult topics, on adult themes.
Yeah.
I'm talking blowjobs. I'm talking anal. Okay. I'm talking rim jobs.
All right. It's already off the rails. We're only like 17 minutes into the cast.
Yeah.
Well,
it's another Friday.
Another Friday.
It's dark. It's cold.
I guess
we're milk.
We're going back to a tradition, Winks, you know? After that whole shit, man. Like, I didn't even know animal court was a real thing.
But there
is for anthropomorphic animals.
It's for real.
They sentence each other to death, mostly.
Peter P. Penguin was all about that.
I'm glad we made it out, so we can keep doing more Winks Aside.
we got...
Which is the plural of ways.
You know, one time I walked in on a... There was a girl I went to high school with, and she was talking to somebody, and I just walked in, and all I heard was, fox eye.
Fox eye?
Yeah, and I'm like, whoa, what?
Like, plural foxes.
Yeah, they were, like, debating what the plural... I'm like, it's foxes.
Why?
It's not fox eye. Oh, like, my God. There's very few things that you add eye onto the end that makes it plural. Yeah. Foxes is not one of them.
No, I don't think so.
I digress.
I guess. That's all the Winx is digression. One after another.
Well, I want to send a special...
Series of thoughts.
I want to send a special shout-out to Big B.
Yes, absolutely.
I love you, B. We're sorry you couldn't come on last week. And, you know, he's going through some personal things tonight. And
yeah.
We're giving him a shout-out.
Yeah, maybe he'll tell you about it on the Winx. I'm sure he'll be back. But you know, he's Wink's best friend, so you know, we hope for the best. But to hold you over, well, you know, I can't tell a story like B can, but I'll try.
I don't know any dirty Lionels. I never lied on my dick. I never made crack cocaine.
I didn't grow up in Queens, Ken.
I didn't pull a sword at Boy Scout camp. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so many things that he's done that I just can't, like, well, he didn't pee in the Mountain Dew bottle.
No.
That was the little Greek man.
Yeah. We could probably tell more stories about him.
Yeah, he was an interesting character. I liked it.
But I mean, since I can't, you know, compete with him, I'll just tell you. Hey, everybody! First story's on! It's Wink's first story, whatever. Okay. There it is.
Yeah, alright. It's a good day, man. Things are looking up. Shit, blue sky, birds chirping.
Yeah. Since I can't keep up with them, I'll just tell you a very stereotypical white story instead.
Ooh.
This is what white people do, okay?
Well, there's a lot of things that white people
do. It's a very white activity.
Gender reveal party.
No, dear God.
Huh?
If I can help it, I will never attend one of those in my life. I haven't.
Oh, I've declined every invitation.
I have.
Yeah.
But it might happen. If I'm going to work to the best of my abilities. It's not that.
You want to hear a really sad thing?
God, yes.
There's a girl, an acquaintance of mine, we went to high school together, and they had a gender reveal party like 3 weeks ago. And
tragic.
The other day she went on and just said like, oh, it was stillborn or whatever.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I didn't say it was funny.
I didn't say it was funny, did
Why
I?
Did you share that?
Because I just want people to know, don't have a fucking gender reveal party, because shit like that happens.
Whoa!
You give it a gender, you give it a name, like, and that happens.
Yeah, man. That's insane. We got some breaking news.
We do. That's fucking huge.
Breaking news straight from the sports wire for all you Wink sports fans out there. As you know, McGonagall's always got a TV on. But we just got it from good sources that the team on fire right now, the Chiefs, are releasing running back Kareem Hunt. Hey, Hunt.
Holy shit. Well, as a Broncos fan... Yeah.
I hope he's coming your way, dude.
No, I don't want him. You hear what he did?
Yeah.
Yeah, he beat the shit out of a woman. Like,
yeah.
That's not cool. I don't want that on my team.
We've allowed rapists, hitters, and murderers before to come back.
Well, Ray Lewis is revered.
So is Michael Vick in Philly.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah.
So well, he was never he was never even charged,
it's
though.
No different.
It's
a live show.
All right. Well, yeah, I like how
Eagles need a running back.
We kind of froze up there from gender reveal parties.
Well, it just popped through.
You guys do need a running back.
On my phone, it came through. We have a history of signing controversial dudes.
I'm thinking you guys could make a playoff run with him. He's talented.
He is talented, but it's like, does that mean you're condoning the actions he does if you agree to work with
him? Well, maybe they weren't so bad.
I don't know. Well, does that mean that, though? If you hire somebody to work in a professional capacity... Does their personal life really matter as long as it doesn't interfere with their job?
Yeah, if it's like, well, see, I guess maybe, well, see, they said this happened in February. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's criminal, like, I don't know.
No one knows the deets.
We really can't talk. I don't think we're qualified to discuss.
That's a different podcast.
Yeah, this isn't our milieu here.
Well, it ties in well to Wink's first story.
First story!
Yeah, it ties in real good, actually. It couldn't have been better timing.
Let's hear it.
Hey, everybody! First story again, in case you forgot. A lot of digressions today, Kev.
This is the story of White Herbs Can't Run.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, like white men can't jump, white herbs can't run.
Did you you try out for the track team?
Not only did I try... Well, here, all right, here's the irony. White Herbs can run, okay? This is what happened to me. When I was in 7th grade, could have been 8th grade, wasn't 9th grade, because by then my track career was over.
Okay.
My track career was over anyway once that tibula fibula shattered into 50,000 different pieces.
Lest we forget.
I could have been a gold medalist track runner had it not been for Camelback Mountain.
You could have been Usain Bolt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we'll never know.
You could have been a great skier, too. You could have been, like, the Hawaiian tomato guy.
Yeah, we'll never know now because, you know, it went the other way. Ended up in a wheelchair chain-smoking cigarettes.
Such an athlete.
Oh, God. But at this time, I was wide-eyed, full of hope, said to my parents, I'm going to try out for the track team! They said, really? You want to do track? I'm like, well, I want to do something. I don't know. I tried soccer. I want to try track. You know, I'm good at running. Maybe I could be a running back. No, I didn't say that. not a running back. Kicker, maybe. I could have been the greatest kicker the Eagles ever had.
I wanted to be a kicker. You know, I wanted to be a kicker.
Damn this tibula fibula. So I tried out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Showed up for open auditions or whatever have you.
After like Vince school. Papali.
Yeah. After school one day, right? There was like 50 kids there. Yeah, a lot of people like track, you know? Bring your own sweats, you know? We're going to be running drills and making announcements, blah, 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 what the fuck have you. It was Evers, that son of a whore.
Evers. Oh, wait, you've discussed him before. Mm-hmm. I know that name.
Yeah, he was part of Jocks vs. Freaks.
Yep.
He was on the side of the Jocks. He encouraged the Jocks to be up freaks.
He was kind of like their Hitler.
Mm-hmm. He was the one my friend Dan said was gonna molest, was molesting him so he could get fired. What a world we live in.
What a wonderful world. Yeah.
Fuck!
Yeah.
What is wrong with us?
I do want to walk back my earlier stillborn gender reveal comment.
Oh, come on.
Well, it's happened, but like I didn't mean it as like a joke.
No, I don't think
it was meant to, like, say, like, a gender reveal party's like, you're playing with fate.
That was my fault, because, you know, I got all anticipated for a joke, I got all hyped up, and you just got dark, and I'm like, oh, shit, that's not funny. Too bad McGonagall doesn't have the ability to edit.
Anyway, continue. Oh, so, Evers is there. This. He's making announcements.
Well, he's
having fuckers run, yeah.
He's the coach, right?
Okay.
So, he splits us into, like, groups of 10. He sends us out on different directions. We're running through the community.
Oh.
We're going out on the sidewalk. We're going on the road.
You guys didn't have, like, a course?
We did. We did a little bit of that, okay? We did some, like, hurdles and all that stuff. Ran the track a little. But he wanted to see, like, you know, who's got the cross-country in them. Who's built from the stuff that dreams are made of.
That's heavy.
So he sends us through the woods out into the community. You see, when you're trying to drive mm-hmm. home at 3 or 4 in the afternoon, there's kids running
the
on
gangs,
the side of the
yeah,
road.
Gangs of kids.
Yeah, that was me. Wow. So I'm running, right? This is just something I tried. As
picture
you know,
you running.
Right. I've tried many things. You know, I try things. They don't work out. I try things, they do work out.
You have an open mind.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is just me trying. Am I a track guy, I says. So we're running, you know. I'm looking around. Yeah, there's some hot girls on the track team. Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah.
Girls love a runner. I can do it. And, you know, I was doing all right. There's this one guy who later went on to, like, he was, like, a track is life guy.
Track is life. God.
All through high school.
Those fucking guys.
Yeah, yeah, you know the type. I don't need to explain. He's running next. But this time, we didn't know that. He's running next to me. And he's like, oh, man, your timing's pretty good. Nice and paced the way you should be for a run like this. I don't understand the lingo. Like, this is how
when
runners...
you said timing for running, I never...
This is like how runners talk all the time. Well, timing so that you don't... Like, your breath is controlled.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
don't get exhausted.
Yeah, I get it now. But...
Like, it's some kind of art. I mean, I guess... It...
You just run. You just pump your arms and move your legs.
At this time, in my head, I'm like, this probably isn't for me. This is fucking ridiculous. Like, I'm not down for these conversations. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't have this lingo. I'm not this guy. So, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's cool, man. I'm just trying to run, so, you know, fuck off. But whatever. So he runs next to me the whole time, and he's like, "Good job, man. Pats me on the back."
Oh, those fucking guys.
Condescending. Yeah. Condescending is all fuck.
I hate those guys.
So we get back in, you know. We have to show up the next day for more like trials, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Show up then, you know, I'm doing my thing. Evers decides, you know, he's gonna cut the group of 50 to like 20 or whatever, you know. These are the ones who will run in the Wissahickon Middle School track team.
Okay.
Alright? So he's telling me, he comes up, he's like, you know, you're really good, you know, I think you'd be a good cross-country guy. Do you think you could do both? Do you think you could do like a relay? And also I could put you in the cross-country races, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I guess, you know? He's like, it's going to be a lot of hard work. I need solid commitment from you, son. I know you got it in you. I saw you. I saw your form. I saw...
act like you're like some kind of savant who just walked down there and you're perfect. Like,
yeah. Forrest Gump ran across country, for Christ's sake. You know, any idiot can do it. But this turned me off because, like, I thought maybe track would be cool, but then I'm like... You don't realize there's this whole little, like, universe in it of, like, douchery.
Yeah.
like that, heavy, you know? Douchery. And they're like, I'm already over it, you know? So I'm pretty sure I make the team. Sure as shit I do, okay? So show up to the first practice, you know? He's got us running the route through the neighborhoods again. They're all just like, oh, God. I don't know how to put it in words.
This is before you smoked, too.
Oh, yeah. I was young. I didn't start smoking until I was, like... or something.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how to describe track dudes. Like, they all just have this air. There's no words, man. Like, they're all just acting.
Well, it's arrogance mixed with like a fraternity. How like, oh hey guy, what's going on? Huh? I'll teabag you. Like, yeah, it's like that jocularity.
And then it's like dead serious when you're on the track. Dead serious.
Yeah, this is business.
Bunch of Steve we'll play Fontaines out there.
We'll play grab ass off the track, but when we're on the track, it's business.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's not me, man. So like, they're all talking to me. They're like, oh Herman, I'm so glad you made the team. Like, oh, you're gonna love it. We travel here, we travel to CB West, you know, we run meets there, we go down to Methacton and all that, all these other schools.
I know, I love those town names down there. It's so good.
And at this point, I'd made a decision in my head, a commitment. Here's my commitment. Where we were in the neighborhood was a few blocks from my house. I decided at that moment I was running home.
Just like Forrest running out of the thing.
And I'm fucking done with Wissahickon track. I'll get my bag tomorrow. They can lock it up in the gym overnight. I'm gonna fuck. I'm running home and I'm gonna drink some Ecto Cooler.
Yes!
And I'm gonna watch some fucking TV and fuck being a runner. And the rest is history.
That sounds very much like,
I ran the fuck home.
It sounds like my experience with Simon.
A little bit, yeah.
It's like you get there.
You ran the fuck home.
Yeah, I just like, yep, I'm done. Sorry, guys. Done.
Yep. It was just a moment where I was just over it. Like, I ran in, I'm sweating. My mom's like, is practice over? I'm like, it's over forever, mama. I'm done. I'm done. I don't like track. I don't want to run track. And she's like, really? I'm like, yeah.
Was your mom one of those parents who's like, well, you have to have extracurricular?
No. She didn't care if I did or didn't. I think she liked that I did, but like, she wasn't like
pushing. Well, she made you do that that church thing, right?
The plays?
Yeah, the plays. Or you liked doing that, didn't you?
What, Jonah the Whale?
No, there's something. Oh, you would play trombone.
Oh, yeah, trombone.
Trombonist.
Well, again, that was just something I got stuck in. You know? I had to get out.
I'm glad I never picked up an instrument.
But if it wasn't for trombone, trombone. Trimbin, I would have never met Bird.
So deep.
And we would have never had so many Winx encounters.
Hey, Herbie! Everything did he run track? Did he run track?
No.
No? Bird, he doesn't seem like an athletic bone.
Not an athletic bone in his body, his lanky body. And his misshapen body.
Was he misshapen?
Well, his arms were longer than his...
What is it? He's like a
Neanderthal.
Yeah, I was going to say, like a knuckle dragger? Like,
yes. Yes,
that makes
that's
sense.
That's why he had such trouble extending.
It's just too much arm to work with.
Oh, fuck, but, you know, it's just a little quick hit there, okay? All right, whatever.
I don't think that was that quick, but...
Because it took a long time to get out, because we kept getting distracted.
Oh, Kareem Hunt, yes.
Yeah, but that was the time I almost was a track star, but wasn't. It was the time I actually made a commitment to something in my life.
It was like that when I played baseball in high school. Same thing.
You loved baseball.
I loved the game. Mm-hmm. I hated the fuckers I had to play with.
Mm.
Those guys, oh my God.
yo, oh, everybody up, everybody up. Yo, you gotta go. Come on, kid. Come on, kid. You gotta cheer him on. I'm like, dude, he struck out. He fucking sucks. Why am I not batting third?
Yeah.
Why am I batting seventh?
Yeah.
Fuck. And they're all like, they had that football mentality. Like, it's like baseball is a completely different game, guys, okay? This is one, there's no clock. We just sit back and what happens, happens, all right?
That's true, yeah.
I'm sorry. Like,
where's the drama?
Like, we don't have a quarterback throwing the ball. Like, people aren't always in motion.
No.
This is the game of gentlemen. This is the sport of kings.
Like golf a little bit, you know?
Yeah, oh, golf, yeah.
It
I don't know.
Takes its own pace.
You cannot get psyched for golf. You have to be, like, you have to be as calm as a cucumber to play golf. I've seen so many motherfuckers break clubs over their knees or throw them in the woods, bend them around trees. Almost saw a dude take his head off once with a club, but I digress.
Dear God.
Played with violent, angry people.
So quit your own sport tonight. Woo! Woo! Old party, but obviously, you know, say I haven't checked in with you for many moons. You'll see. I was not invited to the Tiddlywinks with Strangers Thanksgiving smoother. You see, people don't like old Bob, but I'm back now. You'll see. Let me tell you what's been going on in my life. You'll see. Old Bob's been going out on blind dates with girls from FarmersOnly.com. Homely women, the kind that Bob likes. You'll see. They laugh at old Bob. People don't like old Bob. Old Bob ordered a wooden moustache club online with boar's hair. But it didn't do wonderful things for his moustache, as promised. You'll see. People don't like old Bob. You may have had Thanksgiving dinner with you and yours and your families. You sit around the table, give thanks. Put the leaf in the table, make the table bigger because you got a big extended family coming over. Not old Bob, you'll see. You see, old Bob's reaching out to old Beth, old Bob's daughter, and I even told her Mark could come. No, I hate that guy. Punch me in the stomach, you will. I'm a nurse. But she didn't want to come, you'll see. She would rather eat with Mark's family. Old Bob sat there at the table by himself, took off his Cleveland Indians hat, said a prayer to God thanking him for the food, tucked my napkin into my shirt, didn't want to spill nothing, ate a can of cranberry sauce because that's all old Bob could afford. Old Bob don't got no job no more. The hospital don't want him back. Andy's doesn't want him back either. Seasonal work. They said, oh, Bob wasn't worth that summer. They also said, since I killed myself out back, I probably shouldn't show up there no more. So I ate my little bit of cranberry with a knife and a fork as it retained the shape of the can, you say. People don't like old Bob. But then there was a knock at the door. Stay tuned next week for my saga. Bob, go!
Every good wings must come to an end.
Sadly.
That's what they say.
Woody said.
Oh my God, Kevin. Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Lord. Oh, what the fuck?
Oh, my baby Jesus, Lord.
What are we doing? What are we doing with our lives? All right. Pretty good wings. You know, it's a meandering wings.
It's solid.
I think I left it all on the table for the Thanksgiving ep. But, you know, I can't take a Friday off. People revolt.
We don't. People want their winks, even if depending on the dosage. I mean, mm-hmm. we can't give them a full dosage. We can't give them a real shot in the mouth this week.
Whatever.
But, you know, they'll be happy with our, you know.
It's good winks. At least you got to find out what Bob did for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You know, at the
very
least.
They did not know that last week.
No. But, we'll wrap things up. You know, I want to have McGonagall throw out our Snapchat challenge. Snapchat challenge! This week, I want a kid dodging sports. Whatever. Wait, no kids. Don't send pictures of kids to the wings. Oh, dear God. This episode just went off the rails. It's not my best effort. I'll hit you with a solid up next week, alright? There's some things, you know, I'm gonna take care of. I'm gonna get Billy and Barry back, you know. I want that kid dodging sports, alright? Just, you know, make sure he's like 18, he or she. Send it to Wink's Nose on Snapchat. I want any evidence of Kareem Hunt's wrongdoing. Catch him in the act. Is it a mistake for the birds to sign him? Show me. Send it to Wink's Nose on Snapchat. Last but not least, want you to send me, That's all I got. We didn't really talk about too much, you know? I'm fine. That's this week's Snapchat Challenge, you see? Whatever, okay? It's for these reasons and more, you know? I try to put a winks together. Sometimes it falls apart. Sometimes I fall apart, you know? But, makes me wash my face, look in the mirror, and proclaim, what am I doing with my life? You'll be out of danger, a fucking tiddlywinks with strangers.
Stephanie, please have a seat right here.
Honey?
Sweetheart, this is my special gift from me to you.
Tommy, please! Yes, I understand that you're not ready for me in your life. But do you understand that leaving you is gonna cut my heart just like a knife? Though our roads may take us separate places, somewhere down the line, I'll be waiting for you patiently, hoping that someday you'll be mine. Stephanie, you mean everything to me. You're what dreams are made of.
Happy birthday, Stephanie.